Now, the VOA Learning English Program, Words and Their Stories. Many animals live in and around bodies of water. Take ducks, for example. Ducks love the water. You can often see them floating happily on the surface of lakes, creeks, rivers, and ponds. Ducks swim effortlessly in all kinds of weather. Feathers protect them and other birds against the cold. Ducks are great hunters. You can watch them diving down under the water for food, with their bottoms and webbed feet sticking up in the air. Ducks often live near water. This is where they mate and lay their eggs. So you could say that ducks really know water. In nature, they are water experts. This brings us to our first expression, to take to something, like a duck to water. This means you are really good at something without even trying very hard. It is not a struggle for you at all. It is almost as if you were born to do it, and you really enjoy it. So that is our first duck and water idiom. The next one also describes something easy, with duck and water. When something is like water off a duck's back, it is no big deal. Whatever has happened has had no lasting effect on the duck or anyone else. This expression comes from the fact that duck feathers are waterproof. They let water run off a duck's body. The feathers are perfectly designed because the birds spend so much time in the water. Now, the opposite of that expression is to ruffle someone's feathers. This means that the person is really unhappy about something, just as ducks would be if you ruffled or messed up their waterproof feathers. And that brings us to the end of this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.